Groups of Great Lakes governors and mayors have written to presidential candidates asking them for their policy plans for the lakes. The governors and mayors say the Bush administration hasn't corrected enough of the problems, such as invasive species, contaminated runoff, and sewage overflows. But EPA Water Division Administrator Benjamin Grumbles says the Great Lakes are a priority. He says the agency has coordinated a regional collaboration effort to attack toxic sediments, strengthen invasive species laws, and protect wetlands. He acknowledges concerns about the lack of new funding for the collaboration.
We have made a commitment towards a steady funding. $550 million a year in the budget goes towards direct benefits for water quality in the Great Lakes among the various federal agencies.
And Grumble says the White House has proposed a new funding mechanism for paying for water and wastewater infrastructure called water enterprise bonds.
We think that a significant beneficiary of these new water enterprise bonds would be the Great Lakes region, but this is a proposal that Congress would need to act on to amend the tax code to remove the barrier to the public-private investment.
Grumble says the EPA is also urging state, local government, and tribal leaders to encourage more water conservation and efficiency measures. The Great Lakes mayors and governors hope to hear more from presidential candidates and congressional hopefuls after the national political spotlight moves out of Iowa and New Hampshire. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.